After months of hard work, this year's cast of Blockheads will tonight reach a new milestone. The insides of their houses will be done. That's massive. Scotty Cam is here to crack the whip once again and get him over the line. Good morning, Scotty. Welcome back.
Morning, guys. How are you? Yeah, big night tonight. It's going to be the rest of the house to live it up, and it's been a tough week for them.
Mate, what's the deal? Shoved out of place by the NRL granny last night.
Yeah, we got punted, but that's all right. So tonight we're on, and we're on till Thursday night this week. We normally, you know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but Monday to Thursday this week. So that's fine. So tonight's a big one.
Well, there you go, Block fans. You get an extra night out of it this week. Hey, Scotty, this week was a pretty positive one because you got the reintroduction of the former contestants to just add a little bit of extra man and woman power there. Did you get the timing right? Because around this time of the season, you really feel like the energy starts to flag in some of the contestants.
Yeah, look, they had to finish off the rest of their house, and some of them had, all of them had enormous workloads.
Yeah.
Lots of jukeboxing, lots of painting. So the timing was perfect. Bring the all-stars back, give them a hand, and give them a hand with the all-important painting. That's the crucial side of things. So that was good for them, and they lifted their spirits a bit. They were all a bit down in the dumps, and that lifted them up.
When you're around the set, Scotty, do you ever get that overwhelming sense of guilt with how much work needs to be done, and maybe yourself or Shelley pick up a brush and just, you know, do a little bit of work?
No. I don't like painting at all. I can't stand it, and I left that to the painters. So I used to bring them in.
Yeah,
and,
fair enough.
And when I'm on set here... no chance. Only the contestants are allowed to paint as well, by the way. That's one of the rules.
I didn't know that. Wow, there you go. Okay, that is a massive task to undertake, so good on you for getting the ex-contestants back in. Okay, so the interior of the houses will be done as of tonight. Just as a whole, how impressive are they to walk through?
Yeah, look, they're amazing. You've got the nod to the era of their house at the front of the joints. And beautiful, you know, Art Deco or 1940s and stuff like that. And then it goes out to the modern era at the back. They're incredible. The kitchens are amazing, and all the bathrooms, yeah. But they're, like, from what they started off as, they're just an incredible finishing touches that they've done. And amazing family homes in Brighton, which will be hopefully go well at auction.
You cross your fingers and hope so. So this week, what have they done? Hallways, staircases, powder room, redos as well. When you're tackling that much in a one-week period, is it even possible to maintain high quality?
Oh, yeah, it is, especially if you bring the all-stars back. They get, you know, they get it done properly. And remember, we've got Keith and Dan overlooking them, making sure that the quality is there. And the paint job, well, that's up to them. If they do an ordinary paint job, well, but structurally and with plaster and gyprock and timber work and being straight and all that sort of thing, that's 100% great quality. And then it's up to them to do a good paint job.
Sounds exhausting. Okay, so auctions are coming up, at least on the show. In this kind of marketplace at the moment, I'm not sure how COVID and, you know, all things marketplace is impacting on the show, but do you feel like they're going to get a decent auction price?
Well, mate, look, we've got no idea. We've got to wait and see for that one. It's we're breaking new ground.
Yeah, right.
We don't know what's going to happen on the day. We don't even know. Considering what Daniel Andrews has done this week, we don't even know whether we can have people there at this stage. So we're not sure what's going to happen, and we're going to have to wait and see. We hope, for their sake, that they're going to get some money. That's the name of our game. We want the contestants to make a quid at the end of the day, and you know, we really want them to. So let's hope so. Let's hope it works out. We're not sure. We're going to cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah, we wait with bated breath. All that hard work will hopefully have a great result. The Block continues tonight and through to Thursday, as Scotty said, with the latest room reveals. Go Daniel and Jade, as always. Scotty Cam, always great to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. See you later.